Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
We missed you on Friday.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Was it down to Carbis Bay delivering a few Cornish pasties and then getting back in time for the football?
The football was all right, actually. There was such a sort of low build-up to the Euros, wasn't it? But actually, it seems to have sort of caught people's imagination a little bit more and got off to a good start, of course, for England. God's last touch, he created the Dutch. Of course, they are looking wonderful. They are looking
terrific. Well, I don't
terrific.
Know about that. They shouldn't have... Yeah, they came pretty close against Ukraine,
Super
didn't they?
Super game yesterday.
Yeah.
Doing very well.
Yeah. I don't know, what do you make of England? I thought they played quite well, actually.
Yeah, but you got to score, don't you? You know, playing well is
well,
one
they did
thing.
Score.
But
you,
yeah, but they had about 10 gilded chances.
Yes.
I mean, if you put that into, you know, you calculate it, doesn't give you a great ratio, quite frankly. They will need to be more ruthless as the competition goes on.
Well, it was just the first game, so let's give them a chance.
I don't think we've won a first game in a tournament
for
50 years, wasn't it?
Did you have a Big Joe Cornish pasty while you were in Cornwall?
Is that the Biden Big Joe one?
The Biden Big Joe, yeah.
What's in that?
Well, it's meat and potatoes and whatever else stuff you put
lots
in a Cornish pasty.
Lots of boring.
Diced carrots.
full of exciting things.
Yeah,
will
I
it
mean,
work out?
Lots of photo opportunities of the G7. Bit short on substance, maybe?
I think so. Listen, it was billed as an international summit that would create a breakthrough on vaccine pledges for low-income countries, a united crackdown on the likes of China and Russia. Did they hit those goals? Well, fell short, certainly, of the vaccine goal. There was hopes for 1 billion. It came in at 613 million new doses in terms of pledge. Failure to reach a consensus on how to counter China's increasing economic power. No mention there of forced labour or anything nasty like that. Calls for increased infrastructure investment to compete with China's Belt and Road Initiative, but it was all a little bit weak. The tone, I think, was perhaps important. There was this idea of a transformation in global politics as you move from Trump to the Biden administration. So it's positive from a multilateral perspective, I suppose, the rebuilding of the global order, commitments to tackle climate change agenda. But as you look through the 25-page communique, long in terms of principles, you say rather short in terms of specific actions.
And Boris Johnson appeared to brush off Emmanuel Macron's Napoleon Act, but he must be fairly thankful that he didn't get a good slap from Joe Biden as well.
It was all, people sort of, you know, look at these photos and who touched who, how did, you know, is that a handshake or an elbow bump or was it, you know, an arm around the shoulder? And what does this mean for global relationships and trading opportunities and all these types of things? I think, listen, these leaders show up, they enjoy the barbecue. I think the heavy lifting's done well before these events take place.
Okay, you weren't here on Friday, so we didn't have a chance to reflect on the latest US inflation report. Markets actually hovering at near record highs this morning.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually. Markets were expecting elevated numbers. The print didn't disappoint, exceed economists' forecast by some margin. To remind you, CPI rose 5% year-on-year, the largest gain since 2008. And that's the time when, of course, crude was trading $150 a barrel. Core inflation rose 3.8% on an annualised basis, the fastest gain since 1992. Increased costs, the figures are distorted by base effects, but was primarily driven by rising prices for used cars, for airfares, for household goods and apparel. I think the report highlights the reopening of the economy is creating some transitory price pressures in affected categories. In fact, if you without the rises in those four segments, headline and core inflation is estimated to only been up around about 0.3% month on month. But there is some firming of underlying inflationary pressure. I think we need to start taking that into account. Peak CPI forecasts have been revised higher. Now look for core inflation to be at 4.1% at the end of this year, but then easing back through 2022 to finish next year, I think, at 2.2%. Market reaction, I thought, was really interesting. Look at bond market. This is particularly, of course, relevant when it comes to expectations around policy. Bond market signals that investors are buying into the belief that the spike in inflation will indeed be temporary. 10-year Treasury yields fell 9.7 basis points last week. That's its steepest weekly decline since the June 12th, 2020. And on Thursday, remember, hit its lowest level since March the 2nd at 1.43%. I think we're back to 1.46 this morning, actually.
Yes, and as the economy starts to reopen, so the oil prices rise. In fact, Goldman Sachs saying on Friday they think that Brent will be at $80 sometime this summer.
Yeah, demand is certainly picking up. There's no doubt about that. We've seen inventory levels falling in the likes of the United States, and we've still got OPEC playing out its game in terms of slowly releasing supplies back into the market. When you take that into account and the return of Iranian oil perhaps at some point, then supply and demand dynamics coming back into play. But we certainly see more elevated oil price as the year goes on, and certainly getting stronger into the fourth quarter at the end of this year. So certainly see that in markets. You say equity markets also performing well. Friday, the S&P notched up its first all-time high since early May. It was up 0.4% over the week. Nasdaq rose for a sixth straight session on Friday. European stocks rose for a fourth straight week, also hitting a new historical high. It's up 1.1% over the course of last week. Cyclicals leading the way. Opening calls on the European bourses looking positive this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 16 points. DAX over in Frankfurt also up 16 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 54 points. Focus this week, of course, will be on the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar 141. Euro dollar coming in at 121. €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
You're going to skive off and watch the Scotland match this afternoon?
No, what time is that on?
3 o'clock.
Okay, no. When's England, Scotland? Friday, something like that?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm definitely going to be watching that one.
That'll be the one to watch for in our group stage, at least.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.